This is Ted Kennedy. The nation needs an anti-recession program. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, every week, thousands of hardworking men and women are losing their jobs because of the recession. Yet the administration stays silent and does nothing. President Bush even says that if Congress tries to help, he'll veto anything we do. That's unacceptable, Al. If we can spend billions of dollars to defend the throne of the Emir of Kuwait, why can't we do at least something to defend the jobs of American workers? What we need is an emergency anti-recession program that does four things. Put pressure on the Federal Reserve to reduce interest rates faster, cut Social Security taxes to help working families, plug the gaping loopholes in unemployment compensation, and provide jobs to put the unemployed back to work. Don't just stand there doing nothing, Al. Let's stop the slide and lift the economy out of George Bush's recession.
Ted, the help you're peddling will only shovel us into a deeper economic hole. Your bottom line is that tired old Democratic solution, more and more spending with the bill sent straight to the taxpayer. Need an example? You want to put pressure on the Federal Reserve. Why? The Fed is already doing its job by trying to ease credit without creating more inflation. Another example? You want to create work programs? The last thing we need now are massive make-work programs with Uncle Sam as the pay boss. We all know where he gets his bucks. Straight out of the pocketbook of the same poor folks you always claim you're trying to help. What is wrong with helping American business to create real jobs, like reducing the capital gains tax and supporting our business community? I'm ready to act here, Ted. We all should be. But if your solution is still more deficit spending, do us all a big favor and sit this one out, eh? This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on the terrible mess and abuses in our food stamp program. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.